Have you ever wanted to have a conversation with a professional working in your field of interest? Are you intrigued by how they got started in their career and what it is really like in their line of work? Welcome to the Five Questions podcast, initiated by the academic heads at Sancta Sophia College. You'll be surprised by how much you can discover with just five questions. My name is Eva Priestley, and on today's podcast episode, we have five questions with a session musician. I would like to welcome our guest speaker, Dominic Cabrera. Dom is a session musician and one of Australia's leading drummers. He has a bachelor's degree in contemporary music performance from the Australian Institute of Music and is now an educator at UNSW. He has worked with Sony, Warner and Universal Music Australia. As well as teaching private lessons, he has also performed with many well-known artists, including Jessica Maboy, Delta Goodrum, Seal, Jesse J and Noah Cyrus. Welcome, Dom.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. It's nice to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. I'll just get straight into the questions. The first question we have is, how did you become a session musician?
I didn't even know it was a profession at the time. I come from a musical family. My uncle was the main professional musician of the family. He was like a prodigy. He left the Philippines at an early age to tour Asia. And he was in the biggest band in Asia, in Southeast Asia, toured with the Beatles, with Jackson 5. My whole family sings, and my mom taught me guitar when I was like 9. She taught me harmonies when I was way younger. That was my first thing to learn about me. But like guitar when I was 7 to 9, bass throughout my teens. And then I played drums late teens, and then I went to the Australian Institute of Music in my 20s. And coming out of that, I became a session musician. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I didn't know it was a profession. So I was kind of just a bunch of us would go to jam nights and we'd meet the guys, you know, they were like my mentors at the time, the guys who'd play around town. And then next thing you know, they're passing some gigs on to us. And I'm like, oh, you can make some money playing music.
Yeah, cool. That's amazing. I noticed you played with some pretty well-known people, including Jesse J, who's one of my favorite artists.
Me too.
I was wondering what like that's like and what's expected of you in those situations.
Yeah. Slightly nerve-wracking, but when you're there, you're kind of just excited, you know, the nerves turn into excitement. I remember, because I was with Benji Madden at the time.
Yeah.
I remember the whole time, it was a limited amount of people in soundcheck for the performance. And there was just this blonde girl sitting across, like super close to us. And I'm like, why is she, I don't know who she is. Like, she must be, you know, someone in the staff or in the crew if she's in here. And I realized it was Cameron Diaz, like after an hour later.
Oh my God.
She's married to Benji Madden. So I'm like, wow, this is awesome. But Jesse J is like one of my favorite pop musicians, singers, period. Period.
Right.
I went on tour with her when I was playing for Tim-O-Matic at the time. So, you know, a couple of nights around Australia, and she's just so fit, like so vocally fit. Like when I sit down on the floor and I get up, I make old man noises. But she's like, she's singing high notes and reaching down for the fans, like, and she just has so much core strength, and we all know how amazing she is with vocal acrobatics and stuff like that. So I was both like, you know, super, super impressed and in awe of her. At the same time, what's expected, just for you to bring it, you know, because you know she's going to bring it at the highest level.
Yeah.
Going to bring it at the highest level, performance-wise, talent-wise, so you kind of just... Yeah, you just automatically kind of try and match the energy. So
yeah, that's so cool. It must be so much fun.
Yeah, it was. It's beyond like thinking of, oh, am I going to make a mistake? You're not even there. You're just thinking like, can I match the energy? You know, can I be in this scene? So
yeah, totally. That's awesome. What's something you wish you knew when you were starting out, and is there anything you would do differently?
You know what? I answered this question in a podcast last year or 2 years ago. And I think I have a different answer now because, you know, as with everyone, you just keep learning and different lessons stick with you at different times of your life. Now I'd answer that question with don't play lateral, play ahead, play forward, you know? Too often, I think with social media, you know, it's so easy to compare what the next person is doing, the person to your right and the person to your left. You know, sometimes it can get depressing. You can get anxious. I'm like, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? Am I falling behind? But that's just all a highlight reel. You know, you should be focusing on yourself and bettering yourself from yesterday. So play ahead. Don't play to your left and to your right.
I noticed you provide a range of different services, from like performing live and recording and playing on TV shows to teaching and hosting like jam sessions and stuff. So I was wondering if you have a favorite type of gig and how they differ.
Ooh, I do love a balance. Like one gig wouldn't be as appreciated if I didn't have the others, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Off tour, I love playing with my family band, Sexy Sunday Jam. So they're the guys I started with. It's pretty much a collection of session musicians. We got Guy Sebastian's musical director, Jess Malboy's bass player, a bunch of session musicians that play together every Sunday, started out as a jam night. So we're like a family band, that's fam. Every time we have a gig together, it's just super fun. It's just playing with your peeps.
Yeah.
That's one. Another one is I do these DJ gigs. I play with a DJ every Friday at Bungalow 8.
Cool.
And I book other drummers to do that too. And it's just 4.5 hours of just playing along a DJ, super loud, people getting, you know, a bit tipsy, dancing. But on tour, it's obviously just the main gig itself. You know, I get to travel, blessed enough to be part of an original artist's band, or an original band. That's probably my favorite because, you know, you get taken care of. I don't need to set up drums. You know, you get fed, get to see the country, see the world. Experience some nice hotel rooms and
crazy.
Yeah, man, not one works without the other. You know, you need the balance. It makes you appreciate the other thing.
And final question is, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I don't even know if this is related to music, but surely it does, because life is music and music is life. But my dog, who's like my baby, passed away recently, and I was speaking to one of my mentors, my older brother, Andre Kamen. Shout out if he ever hears this. And he said, just turn everything you feel bad about into a gift. It's a gift. So turn guilt into gifts. So whether it's a perspective thing, you know, certain things you feel bad about, or you feel ashamed about, or you feel insecure about, or scared about, try and look at the positive in it and find the gift in it. There's always a gift in it. You know, whether it's, let's say, a door closing, and you now have more time and energy, you know, don't feel guilty that it goes towards yourself, to better yourself with learning or getting fitter or getting practicing your instrument. That's a gift. It's always a gift. So switch your perspective to turn guilt into gift.
Yeah, I love that so much. Thank you so much for coming today and being here.
That flew. This is like a record time podcast. Wow.
I know. Just thank you so much for being here. That was so fun.
Yeah, if I can have a copy so I can have a listen to my annoying voice.